us what is the inauguration and how is it that that Harper got to be part of that?
So I heard about the inauguration on Facebook, and then it was covered on CBS News that Major Biden, one of the Biden's two German Shepherds, was a rescue dog that came from a shelter from the Delaware Humane Association. And so I guess this qualifies Major as the first, like, rescue dog from a shelter that will be in the White House. And so to honor that, the Delaware Humane Association with Pumpkin Insurance hosted the inauguration. And so when I heard about it, it said that you could RSVP for a Zoom. And I'm like, well, might as well. This sounds fun. And I teach government, so I like to be involved in all the processes, and this is something new and novel. And so I RSVP'd, and when they send you the Zoom link, they allowed you to nominate your dog to be Cabinet Secretary of Rescue Dogs. So it was a Sunday afternoon. What else do I have to do? So I crafted this nomination form for Harper, and I sent it in. It was last Tuesday night, I think, that I got confirmation from them that through an email that she was one of the five finalists.
So there's five dogs that will be on the cabinet.
Well, there are five finalists, and then one got named, and Harper was the one that got named.
So she's the actual top dog.
She is the actual cabinet secretary of rescue dogs. Yes, an honorary title.
Now, how cool is that? Now, is she an Australian Shepherd? What kind of pup is she?
She is a Border Collie.
A Border Collie. Okay, they look a lot alike. I have one that's kind of like a mix between the two. Absolutely adorable, by the way. How old is Harper?
Harper is 7. She will be 8 this spring.
And so was she was a rescue dog then?
She was a rescue dog. I got her from TAPS in September of 2016.
Okay. And so she's a therapy dog that you work with. You're the handler at Pekin High School. Tell us what she does as a therapy dog at the school.
Yeah, well, so we're actually certified through the Alliance of Therapy Dogs. You get certified through the Peoria Humane Society. And so we started out doing pause to read programs at local libraries where little kids practice their reading skills by practicing reading to dogs. Dogs don't judge, and so they get to pet the dog while they read and everything like that. And so we started doing that and visits to nursing homes. And then when the school called word that we do this in our free time, we started where she would come into the school once a week with me as a therapy dog. Kids could make appointments if they want to come and see her. Mostly she kind of hangs out in my classroom, and we walk through the halls and passing periods. And so probably about 200 kids every day that she was here would be able to have access to her. So
that is so cool. Yeah. So like if kids are having like a bad day or something's going on at home, they can make an appointment to come in and hang out with Harper.
Yeah, that was the idea. It didn't work out as well as we wanted to because I teach during the day and with me being the handler. But when kids can schedule when I'm not teaching, then absolutely.
But otherwise they can see her and pet her in the hallway when it's between class times and things like that.
Oh, yeah. And during my prep period and lunches and stuff, we tend to kind of roam the building, and she's known everywhere.
I guess she probably gets a lot of attention.
Oh, she loves it, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so you were talking a little bit about nursing homes. Does she do visits there as well?
Yeah, we did most of our focus on pause to read programs at the libraries because those are usually on weekends. But we have done a few nursing home visits, and in fact, during the pandemic, we did, I think, 3 visits where we did them on outside. So all of us handlers were masked, and we kept 6 feet apart from one another, and we would walk around the outside of the nursing home, and the residents were brought up to their windows to see the dogs.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it was great, and we usually dress the dogs up, and it's fun.
Okay, so since Harper is the official cabinet member of the rescue dogs, what are her duties coming tomorrow?
I don't think she has any duties. My understanding, it's an honorary title, which is still pretty cool. Naomi Biden, Joe Biden's granddaughter, tweeted it out. So tweeted out about the inauguration. I had a dream that I got to meet the Bidens, but that hasn't come to fruition. I think her only prize is that the insurance company that sponsored the inauguration will pay for her vaccinations this year. So.
Well, that is a really cool benefit.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's our only prize other than just being able to have this honorary title.
Okay.
And bragging rights, I guess.
But her picture, has it been put out there as with her title? I mean, where is it that people would hear about it, you know, if
Pumpkin Insurance, the Zoom call that she was announced as the winner, and the five finalists, their stories were read through the Zoom call, and then she was announced as the winner. That is, there's a YouTube link from, if you look at Pumpkin Insurance and Delaware Humane Association, they're sharing the YouTube link. Haven't heard anything else yet about where else we're going to go. But the bow tie in the picture, they sent me that. So they shipped it overnight. They shipped her a bow tie, a dog toy, and they shipped me a mask. And then they asked, I had to send her picture in with the bow tie.
With the bow tie on.
I'll tell you that on her nomination form, I said that her platform would be to advocate and raise awareness and funds for rescue shelters. And I said that she would promote literacy and promote therapy dogs being in schools for kids' social emotional development.
That's
and
awesome.
That she would reach across the aisle to her feline counterparts to promote animal rights. Those were her platforms that must have won her the title.
I'm sure that part about reaching across the aisle, that's pretty good.
I thought it sounded pretty appealing. So.
That is awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking to me this morning, and I think this will be a really fun story to put up.